Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, May 19th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and she's right here beside me today. And what a joy it is to take a few moments and share God's Word with you and a perspective from our own lives. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and each weekday morning it's our desire to prepare these messages that we hope will encourage you. Today's message is titled, Genuine Disciples. Two scripture texts today that Brooksine will read, John 13:35 and 1 John 3, verse 18.
By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth.
Christianity is often maligned and ridiculed in many parts of our world, including right here in the United States of America. The secular media and arts often mock our faith in Jesus Christ. Blaspheme my Lord, call it art, and you just might get a huge government grant. Sadly, many of the programs on the Christian, quote-unquote, TV stations are not at all representative about what I believe or practice as a follower of Christ. The genuine disciples of Christ are planted all over the world today, living out their faith in relative obscurity, usually seen only by God and those in their small area of influence.
Gerald Book is a retired pastor who attends our rural church. He and his wife Fran also attend the same small Bible study group as Stephen and I. We received a call from our group leader letting us know that they wanted to help the Weber family with some meals during my surgery and recovery. So Saturday night, the Books stopped by along with their son, Mike, and brought us a delicious lasagna meal.
Gerald and Fran have both had some severe physical setbacks the last several years, but are trusting God for each day of good health. They both use canes to get around, and yet they walked up both flights of stairs to Brooksine's recovery room, that was formerly our bedroom, and spent some time visiting. Mike, who is a faithful deacon in our church, then prayed for Brooksine and her family. We were strengthened and encouraged by these dear folks and others who have stopped in as well.
Well, there's not probably one listener today who would have any idea that this happened unless we told you. There weren't any TV cameras zooming in on our little room, and the paparazzi has zero interest in the little known Weber family. What happened in our home early Friday evening happened to scores.
That actually happened Saturday evening.
Oops.
Oh. You were in the hospitals Friday.
That's true. Got to get that correct, or it will seem confusing. Let's back up. What happened in our home early Saturday evening happened scores of times at that very moment in other parts of our world. Acts of compassion are continually happening as we, quote, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ, end quote. Genuine disciples lovingly serving others in the name of Jesus Christ is modeled in the Bible and carried out in the lives of believers day after day. In many cases, these are brothers and sisters who reach out to others in Christian compassion, but have never personally met the recipients of their kind acts or generous gifts.
Before Jesus went to the cross, he gave a lengthy teaching recorded in John's Gospel that includes chapter 14. In our first daily text, he teaches a distinguishing mark of the true disciple. And I re-quote from the beginning. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. End quote. Coming out of Bible college, this verse and a small booklet by Francis Schaeffer heavily influenced my understanding of Christianity. That booklet, by the way, is named The Mark of the Christian. As many believers already know, the word love in this verse comes from the Greek word agape, which speaks of an in spite of type of love. Brooksine and I were so impressed with this Greek word that we named the church we established in St. Mary's, Pennsylvania, Agape in 1977. It took a few years for the community to learn that the name of our church was not speaking of agape as in open mouth, but as in the love of Christ.
The second daily text somewhat intrigues me, for surely there is an appropriate use for verbally expressing love. But Stephen and I consider that John is saying here, let us not love with words or tongue only, for there's plenty of talk about love, and merely saying it is not enough. Genuine disciples expressing genuine love need to back their verbal expressions with loving actions in accordance to God's word.
Well, let's join Gerald and Fran, and really, I'm sure, millions of earnest followers of Christ all over the world in sharing the love of Christ with a needy world.
Let's pray together. Father, may we be people who are quick to notice the ways in which we can be of special blessing to others. It seems quite easy when it comes to those whom we befriend. We often recognize their need before they express it and find genuine fulfillment in being your hand extended to them in love. But you challenge us to go even further in making ourselves available to our enemies, with whom it is not natural to provide for their needs. In expressing agape to those around us, we love in spite of what we see or have experienced. May all that we do on behalf of others be an expression of your heavenly touch in the form of Christian human service. It is in your strength and compassion that we can do that which is unnatural to our human flesh, but natural to our redeemed spirit. Amen.
Amen. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today. I am going to ask Brooksine to share a note that she's written. Those of you that regularly listen to her podcast or read her messages know that she broke her leg about 10 days ago, her ankle specifically. And in the type of break she had, she did require surgery, which she had on Friday. And again, obviously she's right here beside me, but Brooksine, share with our podcast listeners an update.
Well, as you may have noted from our message today, as we shared, we're once again recipients of the kindness and generosity of others, friends, family members, neighbors, church folks, daily encouragement, readers, listeners, and otherwise. I'm so grateful for your prayers, notes, and well wishes as I underwent surgery on Friday. The doctors following my surgery said it couldn't have gone better. You were marvelous. Well, you and I know that I had nothing to do with the marvelous results, but God has blessed me with very good health overall, and it likely contributed to the overall success of the surgery. But of course, I know the prayers of the saints guided the surgeons and assistants through the process. And the doctor said, due to the extreme pain of the ankle surgery, they recommended a nerve block pre-op. And this is a procedure in which medicine is injected directly into or around a nerve or into the spine to block pain, but this was below my knee is where they inserted this. In addition to the technician who was inserting the IV, there were four other men dressed in their scrubs standing over me with their needles aimed in my direction. And one looked at me and said, "Are you okay?" Well, it was especially in that fearful setting that I felt a great sense of God's peace come over me. Like the vast majority, I prefer to use needles for sewing fabrics, not piercing my skin. But I could honestly answer their question that I was okay. God's peace overrode the potential fear that I would have experienced had it not been for the prayers of the believers. As I told several others, I felt as though I was simply wrapped in prayer. It made all the difference, and I want to thank you for that. There's some lingering ankle pain, but overall I'm on the road to recovery, and I received a phone call less than an hour ago from a friend who wants to come, and she's bringing her daughter, and they're going to come and pull weeds in my flower gardens. I'm so humbled by that, but I'm also very grateful for how God speaks to the hearts of those who care about others' hardships.
And so am I. Well, it is nice to have Brooksine by my side today. We realize we're probably going a little longer on our podcast today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we prepared for Monday, May 19th, 2008. We have several people photos up today. We have a photo of Gerald and Fran, who we referenced in the message. They're a dear older couple that have such an earnest walk with the Lord.
And you will note in the picture of Fran that she had a tumor near her eye, on her brain, and she has lost the ability to open that one eye. And it's an ongoing trial for her even today.
They both have such a sweet spirit. We also have a photo of her friends Ken and Nyla Pierce, who brought over pizza. Joined us for lunch yesterday after church. Brooksine didn't get out, but she was glad to have the company, and It's always great to see the little boy growing up, now about 10 months old. David is his name. And finally, a photo of a young lady that we met about 15 years ago when she was 8 years old, Ashley Larimore, in our church up in New England. Ashley's now in medical school, and is preparing this summer to spend some time in Guatemala. Her dad wrote me this last week, excited, thinking we would find that interesting, which of course we do, in light of where Astaire is from. We also have a suggested song up today, a song going back, I don't know, the 60s or 70s. It was a cool song when we were young Christians. "They Will Know We Are Christians by Our Love." And it's just a simple guitar version by an earnest believer in the Lord. Not professionally produced, but believe he does a good job. Thanks again for joining us. Our website again is dailyencouragement.net. And continue to love one another. "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples," Jesus said, "if you have love one for another."